USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is filing articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He explains why with...
He's violated Title 8 by releasing people into the country. So he's got imposed a catch and release. That's illegal, that program. He's also, the Secure Fence Act requires him to obtain and maintain a operational security over our border.
But that impeachment effort isn't going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. The saga regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship continues.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life for 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline remains over $3.15 a gallon across the nation, the Biden administration is asking OPEC for a little help.
As inflation is slamming the U.S. economy, costing the American consumer more and more without any relief in sight, the cost of gasoline is up nearly 42% since the Trump administration was in office. President Biden's plan to curb the cost of fuel is an open letter to OPEC nations, asking them to please produce more oil. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says his state can make up for the shortcomings if the Biden administration would just stay out of the way. President Biden's first act as president was to halt the Keystone Pipeline, stopping the flow of oil and killing thousands of union jobs. Unemployed Keystone worker Lynn Allen on Fox News says the governor is absolutely right.
Texas can absolutely flood the United States of America with oil. And this administration they got right now is hurting so many. Our families are suffering, and yet he wants to go to the foreign nations over there and buy oil? That don't make sense.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The state of Texas has declared that performing transgender sex reassignment surgeries on minors constitutes child abuse. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying enforcement of that declaration will become effective immediately. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.